The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
I'm Devin Zanowski, along with Alex Daylock. Tonight, in front of a crowd of 17,101 fans, the San Jose Sharks have done it again in overtime. Macklin Celebrini getting his sixth goal of the season, this one in overtime, after the Minnesota Wild made this touch-and-go game awfully nerve-wracking for the Sharks' defensive players. And the way that they scored the goal was so dramatic. The fact that the Sharks had three players on the ice for basically 3 minutes and 45 seconds. William Eklund finally gets off the ice surface and is able to get off in time to get Celebrini on the ice. And away he went.
Well, maybe that was Macklin's point of start me. Put me out there right away. And then we don't have to go through the change. But it... You know, the opposing team, they send out the three they want out, and then, you know, the Wild get to figure out who they're sending. But it was a great job by the Sharks three that started it. I mean, kept the Wild to the outside. They had a couple looks where they tried going seam back door to the net, but it just never connected. And you get one chance, and that's all it took Celebrini. You get the puck on his stick going through the neutral zone and coming in on a breakaway of speed.
Well, it's time for our Sharks Instant Replay to tell you how this exciting game went. And as was the case with every game on this road trip, the Sharks had a really strong first period. They were really pushing forward. They were forechecking. They were creating opportunities. And then they drew a penalty on Vinny Hinostroza for interference at 4:47 that led to a power play goal by William Eklund. Eklund moving in again, swinging onto the right wing boards, hanging onto it, throwing it back to the right point. There's Orlov back to Eklund in the circle. Drop for Celebrini, top of the right circle. Exchanges places with Eklund on the half boards. Now he moves into the circle, gives to Eklund, side of the goal. Score! William Eklund, tic-tac-toe with Macklin Celebrini. Just surgical for Eklund to put the Sharks in front, 1-0 at 5:28 of the first. What a goal by William Eklund, his third of the season. Macklin Celebrini and Dmitry Orlov assisted on that Sharks power play goal. And then, about 8 minutes later, at 13:35, history made in Michael Mesa's life as the 18-year-old would get his first National Hockey League goal. Mesa moves in now for the Sharks. Offensive zone. Michael Mesa overskating on a return feed from Adam Gaudette. Will it be kept in? Good job by Liljegren to use his legs to keep that in play. Now he does a great stick handling move. Moves out to the front of the net. Save! Mesa! Score! Michael Mesa! His first National Hockey League goal. And much of the work done by Timothy Liljegren. A brilliant stick handling move. Got the first attempt to the net. And Mesa in the right place. Banged it in. The Sharks lead 2-0 with 6:25 to go in the first. And Michael Mesa has a moment to remember forever. What a moment that was for Michael Mesa, and kudos to Tim Liljegren for keeping the puck in and making that play because of what Coach Ryan Warsawski talked about in Coach's chalkboard, and that was his skating ability.
It definitely is, and it was an elusive play and a little deception. He kept his body on the outside of the blue line. He forced that Wild player to think that he was just going to retreat with the puck and take it out of the zone. He kept it in, then skated around to the far side of the ice and made space for himself and eventually got that puck to the crease, which led to an opportunity for Michael Mesa, who's standing on the doorstep and already knows where you score goals in this league. Like he said, get to the front of that, the puck's going to go there. He did a great job, and he strong on his stick and whacked it into the back of the net.
Well, when it happens twice in a row, it becomes a trend. And when it happens three times in a row, it's a tradition. But we've got a trend going with the way this game went because it was back and forth, just like it was last April when the Wild ended up winning in overtime by an 8-7 score. In this one, it was 2-0 Sharks. That was Mesa's first NHL goal, assisted by Tim Liljegren at 13:35 of the first, 2-0 San Jose. But Minnesota would get on the power play when Vinny Iorio took a high sticking call at 15:28. At 17:02, it was Marcus Johansson, the veteran, in front of a net. Johansson tried to slip it down low. It was deflected by Orlov, but Rossi got it back, and the Wild keep the pressure on.
Right circle play across the ice. Faber to Rossi. He shoots. Score! That might have been tipped by Marcus Johansson right at the side of the goal. He had his stick down and the puck changed direction. And Minnesota, with their very, very successful power play, gets the goal with 27 seconds left on the penalty to Iorio and 2:58 remaining in the first period. So that makes the score the Sharks 2 and Minnesota 1.
2-1 at that point, and then only 32 seconds later, suddenly the game was all tied up. Here's trouble. Kaprizov steals from Desharnais, moves in by himself to 1-1. They score! Kaprizov throws to the right to Rossi, and just as quickly as that, we've got a tie hockey game. A steal by Kaprizov from Desharnais. Desharnais took a weak swing in the direction of Kaprizov that did slow him up a little bit, but sensing that, Rossi jumped up into the play to make it a 2-on-1, and it was really a brilliant play by Kaprizov to slide it over. Rossi finishes it off and makes it a 2-2 tie. This tying goal was scored by Rossi, his second, assisted by Kirill Kaprizov, at 17:34. So at the end of one period of play, it was a back-and-forth period. There were some good things, there were some bad things, but for the most part, the Sharks were on their toes, playing the forechecking game they wanted, and Askarov was pretty sharp in the net. Then San Jose, halfway through the second period, would end up taking a 3-2 lead, and it would be William Eklund who got credit for this goal. It would be his second goal of the game.
Sharks steal it. Kurashev feeds it in front. Eklund, the shot. Score! The Sharks steal the puck, and Philip Kurashev does it. He spots Eklund breaking underneath the defense and gives William Eklund the puck, and he totally beats Volstead to make it a 3-2 Sharks lead. Eklund's second goal of the game, fourth of the year.
You know, I think Kurashev took a page out of Colin Graf's playbook on that one, because he's been watching the way that Graf has been playing, sat out for a single game, and he's just using the skills that he has. And that was a really nice play.
Yeah, it was. He was in the right spot, and he was on the defensive side of the puck, and Kaprizov ended up with the puck in the defensive zone on the wall and tried making a play to the middle. But Kurashev, you know, maybe understanding why he wasn't in the lineup, and he was told, you know, play on the right side of the puck, play a little bit smarter where we can depend on you. Yet it's still in the offensive zone. He was on the D side of the puck. He wasn't going to allow an odd man rush. The puck gets turned over. Now Kurashev has the opportunity to now show his skill because the puck's on his stick. Makes a high-skilled play by throwing a little sauce pass between two wild defenders. Eklund's behind those D, and he gets an opportunity to go 1-on-0 against the goaltender, and he doesn't miss from there much, especially right now. He's been incredibly hot with the puck on a stick.
Okay, so that point it was 3-2. Eklund's fourth from Kurashev at 11:15 of the second. And then 19 seconds later, Ryan Reeves put his stick down in front of the net, and Barkley Gooder got to him.
Sharks back in. They shoot. They score! How did that happen? Right in front of the net, Ryan Reeves, I think, is going to get credit for this. He had his stick down. The puck came in front. There was a big scrum in front, and now it's 4-2 San Jose.
Well, basically, it was because on the dump-in after the faceoff, Delandria got the puck, and Barkley Goodrow was the recipient of that on the right-wing side. All he did was throw it to the front of the net, and Reeves is doing the smart thing. Put your stick down, use your strength to not allow anybody to lift it, and all of a sudden, it's in.
Yeah, and he's a hard guy to move, and you talk about second periods and how to play in second periods. I think that's what won them the game tonight, is they won that second period. They didn't let the game get away from them then, and they took control. They got the puck deep, played offense below the goal line, made smart chips, but yeah, just a simple play like that. Barkley picks up the puck behind the net, turns and fires it to the front. And you got Reeves building the wall on the backside and hits a shin pad and goes in the net.
Okay, so 4-2 in favor of the Sharks at the end of two. And you knew that Minnesota would come out flying in the third because they were in a real pickle last night, losing 6-2 to the Utah Mammoth. And only one win in their previous six games coming into tonight. That would continue with the loss this evening. But they would outshoot the Sharks 17-5, and they would outscore the Sharks 3-1 to force overtime. Ryan Hartman picked up his third of the year from Kirill Kaprizov and Brock Faber at 4:28 on the power play to make it a 4-3 game. And then it looked like the Sharks got control of things again when Tyler Toffoli ended a four-game pointless drought with a power play goal at 7:52.
Celebrini sends back. Now it's Orlov to Toffoli to Celebrini to Eklund. He's got it. He shoots. Stick save made from about 6 feet out by Volstead. 10 seconds left in the power play. Celebrini walking out of the corner. Center McPhee. Toffoli shoots. He scores. Tyler Toffoli from Macklin Celebrini. and the Sharks are ahead 5-3 with a dramatic power play goal.
It was a great goal. It looked like the Sharks were in command again at 7:52 of the third. Toffoli's third from Celebrini and Eklund, 5-3 San Jose. But the Wild refused to quit, and Ziv Buyam would make it a one-goal game with a flip to the net with lots of traffic in front.
Back to action on the ice in the Shark zone. Hartman backhands it around to Buyam, back skates, throws toward the net, score! That hit something and wafted in the air and went over the left side of Askarov and into the net. And all Ziv Buyam did was send it toward the goal, and that's all that mattered.
That is all that mattered. It was 5-4 at that point. Buyam got his second goal of the season from Hartman and from Trenyan. And all of a sudden, the Wild were thinking about coming back and taking control the way they did last April when they beat the Sharks in overtime. In fact, the man who had four goals in that game, Joel Eriksson Ek, would get control just as goaltender Volstead was pulled for the extra attacker. At 17:42 of the third, he tied the game.
Wild win this faceoff. There goes the goaltender for the extra attacker. Kaprizov shoots, tip, score! That is going to be career point number 400 for Kirill Kaprizov. And it was tipped in front. Not sure if it went off of the man in front, Eriksson Ek, the defense. But it doesn't matter. It's 5-5 with the extra skater goal.
That was an amazing goal, too. Eriksson Ek got credit for the goal at 17:42. Kaprizov, his third assist of the game. Career point number 400, assisting with Brock Faber also assisting on the play. And it looked like the Sharks are going to be back on their heels. And then it got even crazier in overtime. The San Jose Sharks had three players on the ice to start. Alex Wennberg, Tim Liljegren, and William Eklund. 3 minutes later, they were still out there because Minnesota was controlling. They were changing players. Everybody was fresh on the ice. Kaprizov actually had, I think, three different shifts.
Him in favor, for sure, had three different shifts.
When they came back on the ice, totally energized because of the rest that they had. Meanwhile, these poor three Sharks were still out there with the puck going around their own zone. Askarov had to make a couple of really big stops there, getting a piece of it. There were a couple of near misses, and then it finally came down to a decision by William Eklund to finally get off the ice because he saw a chance to do it, and jumping on the ice was Macklin Celebrini.
Now Rossi, now to Boldy. Boldy shoots off the goal post, and it ricochets out of the zone. Can the Sharks get off the ice and get somebody fresh on? Minnesota moves in with Boldy. Only two Sharks on the ice. A little drop pass and a save by Askarov. Taking it back to Celebrini. He's the new guy. He's got a semi-breakaway. Here's Celebrini. He scores! Macklin Celebrini just won it for the Sharks in overtime. Oh, my goodness, what a finish. The Sharks get a 6-5 victory.
That was incredible.
It is, and they don't, these stars every night in the big moment they shine, and throughout they want the puck on their stick when they have these opportunities, and you got to go earn it like he did. He worked as hard as he could to get back, had to compete and win a one-on-one battle, but as soon as he did, it was a show of skill, and then the excitement part, seeing this team, how happy they are for one another. They can't decide to go celebrate with the goalie, or they need to go with the goal scorer, and the goal scorer wants to go say congrats to the goalie. It's just a good energy, and it's a fun group to watch, and a fun group to watch learn how to start winning consistently in this league.
Yaroslav Askarov gets his first win of the season. The San Jose Sharks win their second game in overtime on this trip. They're 2-5-2 for 6 points. Minnesota gets a point for losing in overtime. They drop back to 3-5-2, 8 points on the year. But John Hines' hockey club is 1-4-2 in their last 7 games, and they've got to solve some things, obviously, to get going. Meanwhile, the San Jose Sharks look like they're finding their game, and that's something great to think about when you come up to the homestand this week at SAP Center. Now, this is exciting regardless of how much experience you have on the ice, but tonight Michael Misa also adds because he scored his very first National Hockey League goal on a brilliant play from Timothy Liljegren early in the contest. Seems like another game, but Michael Misa right now is our guest with Alex.
Michael, how are we doing?
Good. How are you?
Congrats.
Yeah,
congrats,
thank you.
Buddy. You got Appreciate the puck. It. Did you get the puck?
Yeah, I did.
Boy, put that in a safe spot. Hey, yeah. I got to ask before I forgot last game. What is the win song? Is it from the Book of Mormon?
Yeah, it is.
What's the title track to it?
I couldn't tell you. I just know like the first three lines.
Okay. We were discussing that. We heard there was a possible rumor after your guys' trip to the Broadway show in New York, and we were trying to confirm if that was true, but it definitely is true, huh?
Yeah, we played for like the first five lines and then just flipped to another song, so that's the only thing anyone knows.
Oh, that's great. That's you can see the excitement in that group. Take us through that your first goal. It was obviously a great play up top by Liljegren, and Liljegren to keep that puck in, but, tell the listeners kind of, how that developed.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's just trying to get to the net. I mean, that's where all the goals are scored. So, Liljegren made a nice play there, brought it down the wall, and, I was fortunate enough to just be there for the rebound and, pop it in.
Very, very well said. That's where all the money's made in this league. Another thing I love with this group, talk about the chemistry. Like, the two, they're winning New York, obviously dramatic fashion, OT, again here tonight. But it just seems like this group is so close, and you guys love having a ton of fun.
Yeah, I mean, we played four games on the road, go 2-2. It's not the worst 500, so we got a good group in there. First line to fourth line, all our D, we goalies, we battle hard every night. I thought we played well tonight, so it was great to get the win here and, have a good flight home.
Yeah, I was just going to say, well, thank you for your time, Michael. Congrats. You'll always remember that one, and have a fun flight home. Enjoy it. That's the best part about these wins is getting to fly home for a few hours with the boys after a big victory.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Final score in overtime, the Sharks 6 and the Wild 5. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.